Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
Issue 37. Let's bounce. There's almost no power in the 10th Great City. It is nearly completely dark. The building where Michael Croson and his family are is especially dark. It is more than just because of the lack of light, but also because of the situation. Croson has led the group down the emergency stairs of the building. He has randomly picked a floor and taken the group into the maze of offices and rooms that make up the floor. Not knowing which way to go, they have meandered through the rooms, their only guide being to avoid the moaning sounds that herald the afflicted. The scary sounds cause cheers of fear to wash over them. Their hearts skip a beat, and they know that this can be the end for them. They have managed to escape so far.
Michael, have you snapped out of it yet?
The building reverberates from the sound of shock waves that hit the building.
What was that?
I think that it was grenades.
Finally, you're talking.
I don't know what came over me. I'm...
Quiet. I think I just heard something. I think that I heard a door.
The afflicted don't open and shut doors. They break them down.
It must be the other warrior.
Beast?
And the wolves. Don't forget the wolves.
Quiet. We're going to have to get off of this floor. They will find us.
If they find us, then you will have to freeze them in place, and then we can run by them.
I cannot.
Cannot? What do you mean?
The warriors are not affected by my power.
But it's a dark one. Your power affects the dark ones.
Shh. Not so loud. The dark one is in a warrior. I can't affect it with my power because it's in the body of a warrior.
So your power doesn't affect the afflicted nor the dark one. Oh, we are in trouble. I guess it is up to the Garmaki.
Then we're really in trouble.
Oh, we are in trouble.
Hey, Millie, my own wife?
No, I mean, because of that.
She points to a desk. There atop a desk is a figure that would be nearly invisible if it were not for his red eyes. It is a wolf of solid darkness. Michael hits the wolf in the mouth. Then everybody runs as three more wolves emerge. Everybody, this way! They all crowd into a bathroom and shut the door. The wolves throw themselves against the door. Sooner or later, they will break the door down. The fierceness with which they hit the door rises.
Now look what you've done. You've gotten us trapped behind a door with no way out but through those wolves.
Did you have a better idea? There's no way we could outrun those wolves.
We could have figured out something better than this.
Like what? Before we would have gotten away, those wolves would have killed us. At least one of us.
Now, once they get through the door, they'll just kill all of us. Once again, I still can't believe you're a warrior.
You don't believe I shine?
I believe you shine. But I just think there's more to a warrior than shine.
Michael is speechless. Croson has a way of just getting to Michael. The situation is very bad, but Michael feels his anger start to focus on Croson. Suddenly, the banging stops. Heavy footsteps are heard approaching the door.
Michael, I know that you hear me. I have come for you and your Garmaki. I have come to give you pain. You will die like all those you let down, including me.
Meanwhile, in another part of the city, the summoner is firing his weapon at the coming hordes of the known Reba that have been afflicted with some type of disease that makes their skin break out into needle-like protrusions. The needles are used to inject others with the virus. Behind the summoner is a soldier clad in battle armor named Kaito. He has been lobbing grenades at the coming horror of the afflicted. But now he has stopped and is working on the generator that he has brought.
There are too many. They're coming from every direction. What are we going to do?
Keep firing. I need a little more time.
One of the seemingly dead soldiers near Kaito rises. He has become one of the afflicted and is close to Kaito. It grabs Kaito. It tries to inject him with the virus, but the battle armor blocks the needles. Kaito grapples with the afflicted. They roll on the ground, with the afflicted one moaning and crying desperately, trying to inject the virus. It is such excruciating agony. The only respite is to inject the virus into another. Kaito sees the desperation in its eyes, and for a moment, he imagines the horrific cataclysm that has befallen this wretched being. Remorse and fear cascade through the soldier. Then his training kicks in, and the response is simply a reflexive action. The actions repel the creature. The soldier has thrown it to the ground a couple feet away from him. There's a flash of light, and then there's only dust where the creature stood. It has been struck down by the summoner's gun. The soldier nods to the summoner, and then continues to work on the power generator. Some of the soldiers who are on the ground begin to moan, as if they are about to rise.
Uh-oh. We've got more trouble.
The summoner spins around to shoot one of the rising afflicted. Then he looks to his left, and to his right, and all around. There are swarms of afflicted coming now like a wave. There is no way that the summoner can get them all.
Come over here, quickly!
I'm kind of busy right now. What do you need?
Come and I will show you.
The summoner moves over to Kaito. Then a force field pops up. It covers a small area around them, including the doorway machine. The afflicted madly rush to the force field and slam into it. They mindlessly push themselves, trying to get in. It is like a wall of torture surrounding them.
The doorway machine. Can you get it operational? Can you get us out of here?
I've been trying. There still seems to be a block. I cannot open a door out of the city.
Well, we need to think of something fast. The generator is not going to last long.
I'll see what I can do.
Again, back with Michael. The Dark One in the body of Beast has just made some very threatening remarks.
Shut up, warrior!
You tell him, Daddy! Yeah, you tell him, Daddy! Get him, Daddy! Let go, Daddy, go! You can do it! Yeah, Daddy! You tell him,
who am I speaking to?
You are speaking to the mighty Krolson.
I'm going to break this door down. Then I'm going to make a sandwich out of you.
Uh-oh. Then Krolson turns to Michael and continues quietly. Catch me. He then jumps into Michael's arms. Krolson, what in the world are you doing?
No tie. When you see the door open, then throw me. In fact, throw us all.
Krolson, have you completely gone nuts?
Pop quiz. When the door opens, what are you going to do?
I'm going to throw you against that wall.
No, the other wall.
Krolson points. We don't have time for jokes. We have to figure out a way to get out of this. The door bursts open, and Beast and the wolves bound in. Michael throws Krolson. Immediately, another Garmaki jumps to Michael's arms. He throws that one too. Next comes the third, and finally the fourth. There is a blaze of action. The Garmaki bounce around the walls like rubber balls. They yell out and cry out in the chaotic bounces. They often bounce off a Beast and the wolves. They bounce into them in the head and body multiple times. Beast and the wolves cry out because it is like being punched. Michael stands still and watches. Then he just walks toward the door. He is not hit nor touched once. He looks back and sees that the Garmaki are beginning to shoot the webs throughout the room. It is so well orchestrated. Beast and crew do not have a chance. The four Garmaki land on the floor outside the door beside Michael. Michael just looks at them, speechless. And before he can speak, his eye catches a doorway open. Through it, he can see the summoner calling to them.
Let's bounce!
The group runs toward the doorway. Next time, trouble has arrived.